Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
August is slipping past.
And you don't want to let this week's shopping show slide past either.
We have returning Redwood Curtain Theater this week, along with Humboldt State Family Sports Pass.
There's Pace Chem Dry back on the next show, along with Redwood Yogurt in Arcata.
There's Northwoods Restaurant, Hoppy Froyo's, and rooms at the Super 8 Motel in Central Point.
We have Westside Pizza in Arcata and Fortuna, along with Ferndale Pizza for Saturday's show.
There's also annual sports passes to College of the Redwoods Athletics, along with Cafe Nooner coupons.
Can't wait till Saturday?
You can buy off the website right now and save 25%.
That's at theshoppingshow.net.
For a printed list, go to Murphy's Markets in Humboldt or McDonald's in Brookings and Crescent City.
Remember to review the rules and conditions on the coupons and at the website.
If you have questions, just call and ask.
Tune in Saturday morning at 8 on KINS 106.3 FM, KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley,
and on KEKA FM 101.5, 100.9 in Eureka, and 104.9 in Junction City.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. Humboldt, we're in crisis, a crisis of attracting and retaining medical staff. It's been evident for a while that our hospitals are in dire need of successful recruitment, but the news on Friday of a staffing crisis at the county's mental health agency confirms what we already know. Having beautiful scenery is not enough to bring in and keep qualified medical staff. We blame it on a number of things. One, there's not enough shopping. Two, travel is difficult. Three, they just aren't hip to the marijuana culture. In my opinion, it's not the shopping. If everything else was good here, shopping wouldn't be an issue. Maybe it's the inconvenient travel, but when you are working and happy, you learn to adjust. We're getting closer when we talk about the marijuana culture, and I'm not talking about the smoking of the medicine. I'm talking about the culture that surrounds it. For instance, the lack of available workers during trimming season. I think that is definitely part of the problem. There's a certain lack of professionalism due to limited workforce in a lot of our service industries, and unfortunately, for better or worse, that's the first thing visitors experience when they come to Humboldt. I have another theory as well. We don't value professionals with salaries that fit their skill level. How many times have I heard some people say that living among the grandeur of the redwoods and the rivers is payment enough? Balderdash! If we want to compete with other areas for medical personnel, then we need to offer competitive wages and benefits. To be successful, we can no longer say that because the rest of Humboldt County is below competitive salaries, that we can expect medical professionals to accept the same. We see their salaries printed in the paper and it seems shocking, but only to us. Those are the wages that doctors earn anywhere else. Another component of attracting and retaining medical professionals is making their spouses and partners feel welcomed and included. AEDC is starting a program this month designed to help retain professionals that move to our area. They are targeting people who haven't quite yet found their place in Humboldt. The group is called Humboldt Connections. The purpose of the program is to get these folks, often partners and spouses of the professionals who have moved to the area, networking with each other and with established Humboldtians. They may go on field trips, hear speakers, and find some of the great things in our area they might not have discovered on their own. I'm sure we'll be hearing more about this program in the months to come. We can use our extraordinary surroundings as a bonus when we recruit medical personnel, and any professional for that matter, to our area. But hasn't the time come to realize that forests and rivers are not enough compensation for below market wages? This isn't the only beautiful area of our country, and we are not the only ones competing for medical personnel. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.